Here we are at King's Home in the former Players Association bar in the Lion's Den on the 3rd of October. And I'm pleased to say I've been joined by Dave Balmer, who is the stadium manager here.
Good afternoon.
Dave, how long have you been here?
I've been here since the 1st of February 1996.
Right. So getting to know the place quite well.
Slightly, yeah.
Were you involved at all in King's Home before you actually came to work here?
No. I basically found out about the job at King's Home through my father and my brother, who were the grounds staff at King's School.
But you're from a Gloucester family?
No, I came from Minster Level up in Oxfordshire.
Oh, right.
And I used to travel down daily until 2000, and decided that I needed to be closer to the operation and move down.
Yeah. And how did you get into the groundsman business?
Well, my father had been a groundsman since the mid-60s in various locations, including RAF Brize Norton in the 70s, and then he got offered the job down at King's School and moved down here in the early 80s. And I started life as a trainee building surveyor in the late 70s, and the work dried up in the building industry, so I went into the local council as a groundsman just as an infill, and basically didn't bother going back into the building and carried on sort of like up until the present day.
And were you a rugby player yourself in your early days?
I used to play, yeah, all sports, you know, cricket, rugby, football, in Witney, and played for Witney Rugby Club and Witney Rugby Club Colts, until I had a car accident when I was 18 and was told, because of the head injury I had, not to play again. So it became a spectator sport from then on, yeah.
Yeah, right. And who did you replace here at King's Home when you first came?
A gentleman called Bob Park.
Do you know how long he'd been doing the job?
I think he'd probably been here 5 or 6 years.
What, and did he take over from Tommy Oakes?
He took over from Tommy Oakes, yes.
Right. Who'd been here, I think, quite a time.
I think Tom took over in the late 40s, yes. 47, 48 sort of thing.
Well, actually, I've come across a few records, from the club, of which is actually on, you know, they're paying people, and it seems in the 60s there was a chap called E. Stroud who seemed to be being paid as a groundsman for some years. Did you never come across that name?
No, I haven't. No, I mean, when I've spoken to, you know, old committee members and things like that, nobody's ever mentioned that name.
Right.
But whether he sort of like was part-time like Tommy Oakes, because I think Tom used to work for the water board.
Yeah.
And this was not a full, you know, it was a sort of like a position which he came and done part-time. You know, I think Bob Park was probably the first full-time groundsman.
Right. Yeah, I understand Tommy used to come down here sort of lunchtimes and evenings.
Yeah. I think he had a little bit of dispensation from the water board, and if he went missing, nobody seemed to ask questions. But obviously, you know, in those days, the pitch was obviously used a lot more, but there wasn't probably so much attention to the mowing and the preparation.
Yeah, when I spoke to him, he told me he was very keen to make sure he didn't let King's Home intervene on his water board job, because that was where the good pension was.
Yeah.
And he said he's still getting it.
Yes.
When you came here, I think you were probably labelled as groundsman, weren't you?
I was, yeah, I was
and
a groundsman.
You've now transformed into stadium manager. Talk us through that transformation. How's the job changed?
Well, basically, when I first came, I think there were only 3 full-time employees. There was myself, Geraldine Peake, who was the ticket office manager, and a gentleman called Mike Coley, who was the commercial manager. And it was just at the advent of, obviously, of professional rugby, And sort of like following on from that, Richard Hill was appointed the full-time coach, and the club moved on from there, realistically.
Right. So who was your manager in those days?
Doug Wadley. Right. You know, if I'd got any problems...
Oh, that's the secretary of the club.
Doug was the secretary, yeah. Treasurer of the club. I spoke to Doug, and either him or maybe Andy Mitchell, who was also part of the committee, and he was like the so-called safety officer sort of thing at the time.
And did you get any input, shall we say, from the captain?
Not really, no. It, like, once we've got to the end of that season, the start of the 96-97 season was when sort of like the club really went professional, and then John Fiddler was team manager, and you know, John would have a little bit of input towards, you know, what they wanted done with the pitch and things like that.
Yeah. Now, thinking back, you know, to those days when you first came here, it seems to me that, from what I can remember, bad weather in the middle of winter and King's Home turned into a bit of a quagmire, at least in places. That never the case now. Can you talk us through how the pitch... I know we can put all this down to your expertise, Dave, but what other factors have there been in that change?
Well, the other thing is, you know, obviously a lot of people like yourself will remember that basically we don't play half the games here as we used to. You know, when I first came, they used to be the good old days when they're like, we had a United and they play alternate fixtures. So if the first team were away, the United would be at home. So there was a game here near enough every Saturday and alternate Wednesdays. And also there was a little bit of training here in the week when they didn't fancy going to Oxdores on a cold winter's night. They'd, you know, camp out here instead.
But have there been changes in the nature of the grass at King's Home?
We now, yeah, give it more attention with, you know, specialist seeds, a lot more fertiliser input as well. And we've just invested in a new drainage system and a new pop-up irrigation system.
And have there been other changes in the technology, you know, and the equipment that you use on the ground?
Only the matter of acquiring the equipment. When I came here, we'd only got an old Massey Ferguson 135 with a rotary mower on the back, and there was a sort of like a small little spiker and things like that. We've now moved on and purchased a proper vertidrain spiker, and we've also cut with a cylinder mower, which obviously gives the better finish. And also, the players now prefer playing on the shorter, tight pitches, similar to what you get with the football.
Right. You mentioned you know, how few of you there were here at King's Home when you first arrived. I mean, how big is your team now?
Basically, there's four of us. There's myself, my brother Graham, who is now working for himself, and he's here and assists me with the pitch and as a consultant as well. And then I've got two chaps, old age pensioners, Mike B, who's 71, and Mike McCarhill, who's 76, and basically they help with the maintenance of the stadium.
Oh, they do the heavy work, do they?
Well, yeah, I mean, Mike B will come in, and basically he's in at 7 every morning, and he makes sure all the stadium is clean and tidy, litter-wise. Yeah. And Mike McCarhill helps with the, you know, day-to-day maintenance, you know, around the stadium.
Right. So what is the full spread of your duties now as stadium manager?
Well, I jokingly say, if nobody else wants to do it, let's ask David. But yeah, we do everything, you know, we'll small maintenance jobs, and also I coordinate our club electricians, and also our maintenance companies that we use to, you know, do the refrigeration and all the air conditioning and things like that throughout the stadium.
So when we put up the new war memorial the other day, were you responsible for getting that onto the wall?
I was the gentleman that drilled the four holes, yes.
Well, thanks very much. I'm pleased to say it looks very secure.
Thank you. Such wood.
Yes.